Now, a little bit more about sampling. This is statistics. It's not really a design course, so we won't really talk about how to do all of these things, but sampling is incredibly important. We're going to talk about it a few times, but let's just deal with it initially here anyways. The whole purpose of sampling is to get a representative smaller group of subjects from the population that we care about. The key word here is representative. It would be useless to get a sample of subjects from a population that had virtually nothing in common with most people in the population. So if we've got a population that varies in age, say from 0 to 75 with a mean of 48, you don't want to select a sample of all people who are under 5. We wouldn't be able to do the inferential part that we really care about. So you want the sample to represent the population. And there's no guarantee that'll ever happen. The best way to do that is to do random sampling. That is, draw people from the population such that essentially anybody in the population has an equal chance of being selected and put into the sample. That's what we try to do. It does not guarantee that we'll have a representative sample. Sometimes we randomly sample and just don't get a good sample. That's unfortunate, but that's part of randomness. A haphazard sample is just a sample that's more of a convenience. So we might decide to just flag people down off Main Street and ask them to be in our study. That's a haphazard way of sampling without really considering how representative that's going to be. Often haphazard samplings tend to be disastrously bad because they're not representative. And there are many famous examples of how studies have been completely contaminated by having terrible sampling. Another issue that will come up more later on is the issue of correlation versus a correlational experiment or a true experiment, or correlation versus experimentation. A correlation is really constructed out of things that already exist in general. So we might take a group of depressed subjects and a group of normal subjects, non-depressed normal subjects, and measure something. Well, we really haven't manipulated depression in that experiment. So what we have at the end of it, if whatever we measure, say, amount of positive affect after watching a comedy show or something like that, what we really have is a pre-existing difference, and then we measure something, and we can relate the two, but we can't really say that it was the depression that caused whatever it was to be different in our dependent variable, because these groups were not manipulated apart in the first place. So that would be a correlative kind of an experiment. You can get useful information from those kinds of studies, but they're not as powerful in terms of causal inference that you can get from a true experiment. Now, a true experiment would be more like the one we did with aspirin and Tylenol, because our subjects started equal. They weren't pre-existing differences. We made sure they had the same amount of headache, et cetera, at the beginning. And then we broke them apart and gave 30 subjects aspirin and 30 subjects Tylenol. So we really did manipulate that. And our ability to say at the end of that experiment that one medication was better than the other, or one medication caused a greater pain reduction than another, we're on much more solid ground when we say that about in a true experiment situation than we do in a correlation situation. We could manipulate depression it's not terribly ethical, but if you did that, if you took two groups of subjects who were equally depressed at the beginning of the experiment, and then caused one group to get more depressed somehow by virtue of our manipulation, and then measured, you'd be on more solid ground when you wanted to make an inference about why things changed in the thing that you measured. So you have to be careful when you think about what causes what. You have to look at the design of the experiment and say, is this a correlational approach or is this a truly experimental approach, before you can really say too much about causality.